Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
I really don't have that close of a connection to the harbor.
It's nice. I mean, you know, it's one of the good places to come.
It's in the air.
Each Thursday this summer, we're looking at Boston's long and sometimes difficult relationship with its harbor. For centuries, the harbor was the economic driver of the city. For decades, it was dangerously polluted. In this week's installment of our series, Looking Out, A New View of Boston Harbor, WBUR's David Boeri reports on the transformation of the islands from asylums and dumps to parklands.
Cross the narrow neck of land where Winthrop sticks out past Logan Airport, and you come to Deer Island that juts well out into Boston Harbor. As you climb up the Drumlin, you'll see tall grass and parkland of the sort where Indians and pilgrims hunted deer. Look behind you, and you'll see Boston's skyline through the wildflowers. Then turn back to the east, and you see the sweep of the outer islands and the ocean beyond.
That's Little Brewster, where Boston Light is. You can see the light shining. It's the first lighthouse in the United States, built originally in 1716.
Local historian Jim Vrabel points out the rocky outcrop over 3 miles to the east.
Next to it is Great Brewster.
Boston Harbor has 34 islands in all, with a lot of history and a lot of uses, many of them tragic or unfortunate. On Deer Island at different times, the ground where Vrabel and I are standing has held suspected subversives, quarantined Irish immigrants from the famine ships, and Native Americans who were interned here after the outbreak of the King Philip's War in 1675.
Half of them died over the course of the winter.
The unwanted, the unclean, the infected, immigrants, indigents, and Indians, since the beginning of Boston, city fathers have assigned them all to the islands or into the harbor. Here to Deer Island, another group of undesirables were brought after the Palmer Raids, conducted by the young J. Edgar Hoover.
Deer Island was the place where the radicals and supposed communists in the 1920s who were rounded up in Boston and other parts of New England were kept for about a year or so.
See the tip of that wall? That is known as the Great Wall of China.
That wall, says John Vettieri, is what remains of the Deer Island House of Corrections. The Harbor Islands have been big on jails, reform schools, and prisons. German sailors were held on Gallops Island during World War I, and Confederates were held in the massive granite fort at George's Island. The jail here on Deer Island was once dubbed the Alcatraz of the Atlantic, which makes Jim Vrabel laugh.
If someone got out, they could scroll over to Winthrop and probably get a slice of pizza.
You could roll up your pants and cross at low tide. John Vettieri turns Vrabel and me to the smallest island, no more than a rock to the south.
Right over here is Nick's Mate. That's where he used to hang pirates.
There, the rotting corpse of Buccaneer William Fly hung for days. The stench most memorable in modern times came from the harbor itself, the notorious Harbor of Shame. Its cleanup involved taking the jail offline and putting a state-of-the-art sewage treatment plant online. John Vettieri runs the Deer Island Wastewater Treatment Plant.
This is the final stop. The effluent has been treated. All the bacteria has been killed, and it is about to make its journey down the 9.5-mile outfall out to Massachusetts Bay.
The job takes 120 acres of those signature giant egg-shaped digesters, sludge compactors, and secondary treatment equipment to remove 90% of pollutants. This south side of Deer Island looks like an industrial version of the City of Oz. But the harbor has become swimmable and popular, as we can see when we take a boat to Spectacle Island, which is just off South Boston and Castle Island. Spectacle started up in the 19th century as a rendering plant to turn horses into glue. And then it got worse. It became Boston's dump until the 1950s. The island always seemed to be on fire, and the trash leaked into the harbor. But now the island's been capped with clay and sediment excavated during the big dig and greened with vegetation. There's even a visitor center with rangers and a snack shack run by famed chef Jasper White. On its sandy beach, the only major complaint now is about the temperature of the water.
You're shivering. Is the water cold?
Yeah.
How long did you go in for?
About 2 minutes.
The beach is also littered with artifacts.
This is the garbage that was deposited here years and years ago.
Ellen Berkland, the archaeologist for the city of Boston, knows her trash, both ancient and modern. Underneath us as we walk, and intermixed with a flotsam and jetsam of shells, seaweed, and sand, are small heaps and sprinkles of sea glass, pieces of ceramics, containers, and whatnot.
This is really sweet. This is a small dish that would have been placed on the table for salt. It's probably post-1840.
As we continue to walk, Berkland picks up a metal ox shoe, clay marbles, dice used by gamblers who used to come out here. It's all here for the picking, though you can't take any of it off the island. We're close to where a heap of clam shells from a 1,000-year-old Native American clam bake was discovered.
These beautiful blue shards.
Bromoseltzer. Definitely bromoseltzer.
Stop it.
If you're over 50, you'll remember Bromo Seltzer as the bottled Tums of the 60s. As instructive as the Native American trash are the remains of 20th century trash, its edges smoothed by tides, storms, and erosion that bring it in or up from the harbor.
You see little specks of red beach glass and you say, where does it come from? And then you say, oh my goodness, it's brake lights. And then you see green beach glass that's the same size and you say, all of a sudden, maybe it's a ship light.
It's a classroom for 1,000 city kids who come out here for treasures of Spectacle Island every summer, says Bruce Berman of Save the Harbor, Save the Bay. Just the day before, an 11-year-old on another nearby beach found a stone tool. He brought it to Ellen Berkland. It was 9,000 years old.
The tides come in, the tides go out, and with it bring many gifts.
We are standing on a beach that was used as a dump, where people are now swimming in the waters of a clean harbor.
What the harbor means to the city now is as clear as its waters. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.